Chapter 24. What if I'm already rich? What advice do you have for me? Robert's response.
If you are rich, then count your blessings. But always remember that money can be both a blessing and a curse. For most people in the world, making enough money is a problem. If you have a lot of money, hanging on to it can be the problem. Lottery winners, movie stars, professional athletes, and heirs to fortunes lose their money because hanging on to money and preserving it can be as hard a job as making money. You become a target for people who want your money. There are basically two kinds of rich people. 1. People who made their money and had the required financial education and experience to invest on the fast track. And 2. People who have a lot of money but little to no financial education and experience. Self-made people are less afraid of losing their money because they know they can make it back. People who came into their money by other means have two choices, the same two choices people who do not have money are faced with. Get educated or turn their money over to a competent and trustworthy professional. For the average investor, the SEC scrutinizes investments and investment promoters. There is less protection for people who invest outside the rat race. For small deals and big deals and the fast track, education, experience, trust, and integrity are essential. If you or your advisors lack education, experience, trust, or integrity, stay with SEC-supervised paper assets. But if you have the qualifications, investing on the fast track can be the most exciting, profitable, and fun. The fast track is where Donald and I invest. It is the only game in town. Anytime I start a business as an entrepreneur and seek funds from investors, it is a fast-track deal. I need to be very careful about the investors. I make sure the people I talk to are qualified, accredited investors. The definition of a qualified, accredited investor is a person who individually or jointly with a spouse has a total net combined worth in excess of $1 million. A person who has an income in excess of $200,000 for the two most recent years, with an expectation of such income in the current year, or a person who has joint income with a spouse for such periods in excess of $300,000. Kim and I are partners in several large real estate projects, projects such as 300-unit apartment houses, commercial buildings, and office buildings. Kim and I are not real estate developers like Donald Trump. We simply are the money partners to developers. We have never lost money in any real estate partnership, knock on wood. The key is to have honest and experienced partners. Then there's my oil and gas partnerships. There are many reasons I personally like oil and gas. If you strike, you get paid every month, just as you do with real estate. There are major tax advantages. If I invest $100,000 into an oil and gas partnership, the IRS allows me to deduct approximately $70,000 from my taxes. At the 50% tax bracket, that is almost the same as receiving $35,000 from the government in cash flow, or to apply to my investment. The other tax advantage is that for every dollar I receive from oil and gas, the government allows me to deduct an additional 15%, known as depletion allowance. That means I pay taxes on only 85% of the income I receive from oil and gas. Private equity funds are another investment possibility. These are mutual funds for the rich. Generally, a private equity fund is built around an investment group with an excellent track record. They invest in all manner of things, such as businesses and large real estate acquisitions. Generally, the cash requirements are much higher than those for mutual funds. One I invested in required $1 million commitment. We got our money back plus a 40% return in less than 3 years. The dollar requirements and returns vary with the investment group you entrust your money to. Hedge funds are different from mutual funds in that they use leverage, borrowed money, and are not restricted in investments and investment methods as mutual funds are. I have had varied luck when investing in hedge funds. Again, most of the success of a hedge fund depends upon the management. In conclusion, I would counsel that if you are rich, your job is to hang on to your money and hopefully multiply it. Regardless of what you do, it is very important to have the following. 1. A will. 2. An estate plan. 3. A plan if incapacitated. 4. A prenuptial agreement if you get remarried.